intriguing story coming out of Georgia that I'm going to dive into in just a second. Folks, a lot's happening all around the country. We're going to keep diving into it. Sarah Gonzalez did an incredible job at confronting all of the politicians that you and I both strongly dislike. But she's done an incredible job at that. And I will be playing those clips for you in just a bit, which I'm looking forward to. We'll also be joined by Kevin Smith in the third hour of the program as well, because we got a lot to react to there. So look forward to his commentary. But this just came in now, and it's happening right now over Just the News. It's a new report that shows that, guess what we told you about for quite some time now, Fannie Willis, the Georgia prosecutor, plotted to go after President Trump and was working closely with both Biden's DOJ, the J6 Democrats, and so many more who were, again, looking to take down President Trump. This latest story, again, just dropped moments ago, so we're kind of sifting through it. But again, what did we tell you? Well, we told you that they were working together. And that's according to Just the News right now. It's part of over 8,000 documents that have been obtained through the Georgia's open records law litigation that's been ongoing. It reveals that there was an extensive amount of coordination between the Fulton County DA's office and the Biden DOJ, the Biden White House, and the House J6 committee. Now, of course, folks, this had everything to do with them building their case against President Donald Trump, that RICO case, which obviously should have never happened in the first place. But key details include President Trump waiving executive privilege in 2022 letter to allow Willis's team to interview President Trump. That's one of the documents they've now obtained. They also have obtained that the special prosecutor, Nathan Wade, bailed $2,000 for a November 2022 meeting with the White House. Now, we reported that too extensively, so that's nothing new. We got a hold of the invoices that he was sending over and released that. So, again, we knew that was all happening. The documents also suggest the close ties with Willis's prosecution's office and the Democratic efforts. The Georgia election interference case against Trump was initially dismissed in 2025, again, for disqualifications due to misconduct, which, if you guys know, was Fannie Willis hiring her lover, who she tried to deny and tried to say, oh, no, it had nothing to do with it. He was somebody who was unqualified to take on the case anyway, had no real actual experience here. But, you know, when you sleep with the boss, you get whatever you want. And, of course, it was at the expense of taxpayers. But there you go. They're dropping new documents. I hope we get our hands on those, too, because nothing completely bombshell, because we've already known about a lot of this for quite some time. But it's everything we suspected. So there's that. So, folks, no surprise there. The political hit job being exposed and still the DOJ arresting zero. Nobody. But you're told to be happy with the fact that no one's been arrested. Just keep waiting. I'm getting tired of waiting around. All right, folks, we've got a lot more to discuss in the third hour of the show. So buckle up. In the meantime, though, head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. We have an incredible sale going on right now. It's a flash sale. Both methylene blue and red right now. So the discounts are very, very impressive, I must say myself. And when you support us over at thealexjonesstore.com, we're helping keeping us on air. That is very important, of course, because, well, you're helping our future operations and future projects. And when you support us, we want to support your health. So head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. We have supplements, we have apparel, and so much more. And it's by far some of the best supplements you're ever going to find. I'm telling you, the quality is amazing. I know we have callers who call into the show all the time, and they keep talking about it. I don't even have to ask them. I mean, those are natural, authentic stories about how the supplements over at thealexjonesstore.com have changed their lives. So if you're looking to make a lot of improvements on your health, you got to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. It's the best way to improve your health without having to rely on big pharma. Plus, you're supporting our work in exposing nothing but the truth. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you head on over and download the app. AlexJonesApp.com is where you go to do just that. Again, we never know when those doors are going to lock. We know that they're trying their very best to take us down. And it could be any day now. This is how you stay in touch with us. Don't miss out. Head on over to AlexJonesApp.com and make sure you download the app.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Brianna Morello has the dots they don't want connected. The truth they can't censor. The American Journal continues live on X and band.video worldwide.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on board with us today. All right, before I kick off my next segment, I actually want to do something because I just got an email from one of you all at home right now. And I want to make sure you guys aren't falling for scams. Someone keeps pretending to be me. They will follow you on X. I don't know why. And I really hope you guys don't fall for this. Sadly, I know some have already, and it breaks my heart every time. But there's people out there who are making these fake Twitter accounts. They're pretending to be me and other people as well. This isn't just me. This happens to a bunch of us in this space. And they're pretending to follow you, and it's a private account, and they try to move you over to Telegram. And then they pretend to engage in a romantic relationship and then ask you to send flowers and ask for money. In one instance, too, they asked for not only flowers, but they also asked for a loan, claiming that I was divorced and my husband locked me out of my account and I needed this person to send me funds. Unfortunately, I don't have an ex-husband, so you don't have to worry about that. But also, I don't use Telegram, so you'll never get any messages like that. I only use one Twitter account. It's at Brianna Morello, and make sure the spelling is correct. I try my best to report them, but Twitter doesn't take them down quick enough. But folks at home, like, this is my only account. I am not going to ask you for money. I will never ask you for money. I don't need your money, unless, of course, you want to buy some great gear over at thealexjonesstore.com. But I could promise you, or subscribe as well to my Twitter page, but I could promise you, I am not going to ask you to send me flowers. So please do not fall for any of these scams. It's heartbreaking when people do. They even send AI-generated videos pretending to be me. I don't think they look real, but sadly, others have fallen for it. And it's not just me. This is other people online who are also dealing with it. I know Harmeet Dillon's constantly posting, like, don't follow this page, don't... It's frustrating. If you think you're talking to me, you're probably talking to a man who lives in a fort in India, and it is not me. So again, I will never bother you. I will never ask you for money. I will never DM you. Not my style. Not my style at all. So make sure you don't fall for the scam. All right. Speaking of scams, we have a lot of politicians out there that are fraudsters. And well, there's one brave woman stepping up to the plate to go after them. That brave woman is Miss Sarah Gonzalez. And I was with her in D.C. just the other day. And I was very, very impressed with her. She does an incredible job. And if you don't follow her on X, you're really missing out. But she does a great job at confronting people, and they don't really like it. They don't like it at all. But since she was heading to D.C., she decided to bring some gifts with her to a lot of the politicians that both you and I do not like. Take a listen to clip four.
It isn't often that I make it here to D.C., but I'm here. And while I was here, I thought, why not visit some of our favorite representatives and deliver some gifts? Love to visit other Texans when I'm in D.C., so I decided to take a stroll over to Tony Gonzalez's office, and we thought we might bring some very useful tidbits for him. A fire safety pamphlet, what to do if your staffer/mistress catches fire. It's got some very useful information here. Fire spread in seconds, panic makes it worse. Stay calm, stop, drop, and roll, and continue running for Congress, apparently. We've also got a fire blanket here because you never can be too prepared if you're Tony Gonzalez. Let's see if he likes it. Hi, knock, knock. I was just seeing if the representative was here. Yeah, actually, there is. I just wanted to leave a, considering he's probably not going to stop being a real piece of shit and sexually harassing his staffers and driving them to set themselves on fire, I thought I would bring him a fire safety pamphlet. You can just go ahead and just...
I'm not recording this well.
Well, I also have this fire blanket just in case, because I don't think he's going to stop. He clearly isn't going to resign. So I just wanted you guys to be prepared in case there was anyone else at risk.
I think it's time.
Does he ask everyone if they do anal? Is that like a interview question that he asks, or was it just Regina?
Yeah, I'm happy to take those from you. It'd be appreciate you coming by, but unfortunately, I'm in office here on official business. So.
Okay. Was it official business when he was sexually harassing his staffer? Was it official business when he was asking her to send nudes? No comment? Are there any other women in the office that are at risk?
No.
Okay. Well, if you could make sure that he gets this, because I don't want anyone else getting hurt, that would be great. Perfect. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Please tell him everyone in Texas wants him to resign. Decided to also stop by Pramila Jayapal's office. She just recently came out with a trans bill of rights. Which rights they don't have, I'm not quite sure, but she seems to be a little confused about basic biology. So we decided to bring her a book. Let's dumb it down. Who has what? All about girls' bodies and boys' bodies. Let's see if maybe she understands. Hi, is the Congresswoman here? No? Okay, well, I just wanted to stop by and drop off this book for her. I think that there might be just a little confusion on basic biology. So I thought I would just, you know, stick to basics, who has what, all about girls' bodies and boys' bodies. It explains it really, really well so that she is really clear on it. Perfect. Thank you so much. Obviously had to take a trip to Stacey Plaskett's office from the Virgin Islands. And we did, of course, bring her a gift as well. We've got a picture of Stacey and Jeffrey Epstein, who apparently is her favorite constituent. So it's labeled as such, hearts, because it was a very loving relationship that Stacey had with Jeffrey. In fact, they were great texting buddies, apparently. So let's see if she appreciates the gift. Wouldn't you know, a Democrat not working on taxpayer time. I guess we'll just leave it for her. Right there on top of the Washington Post, so she can definitely get it. All right, out here in front of Ilhan Omar's office, and decided to just bring her a one-way ticket back to Somalia on Mogadishu Airlines. Go home, don't come back. And you know, it's a long trip, I hear. So I'm told Somalians are all about bananas and rice, bananas and rice, bananas and rice.
To me, being Somali isn't just eating bananas with rice. And it's kind of like the bananas and rice. That's what it's like to be Somali and American. It's like that combination of banana and rice.
Bought her a snack to keep her from being too hungry on the way. And since it's such a long journey and you're going back to Somalia and hopefully never returning, we decided to, you know, bring you a picture of you and your loved ones, specifically your brother, husband. I think that's who that is, right, Ilhan? Anyway, let's go give her gifts. Would you look at that? Another Democrat congressperson using your tax dollars, and not even at work, but this one. Let's see if I can slide it under the door, maybe. I don't want her to miss that flight. I know you love him, so. Of course, we had to stop by and say hi to everyone's fake ghetto hood rat, Jasmine Crockett. And I have a notice for her. You got a pink slip, Jasmine. Notice of termination of employment on November 3rd, 2026. It's because you're an embarrassment and you're a fake ghetto hood rat, actually a spoiled rich kid from Missouri. You can find your final paycheck and benefit information here. And if you do have any questions, please do not reach out. We do not want to hear you speaking anymore. You've been an embarrassment for our state long enough. Also, don't run for Senate. Save yourself the time and the energy. Go do something else. Let's see if she's home. It says, welcome. Please come in. Appointments only. Please knock. A little conflicting information there, but it's a Democrat. What do you expect? Hi.
Hi.
Is the Congresswoman here?
She's not available
right now. Okay.
Please, can I take a message?
Sure. Yeah, actually, you can give this to her. This is actually a pink slip from the state of Texas because we don't like her and don't want her to run for Senate.
Okay, well, thank you.
We look forward to her retirement. Thank you so much. Have a great one. All this gift giving, all this walking around has made me really thirsty, so we decided to stop by the bar. Bar's closed, I guess. We'll have to get a drink somewhere else. I was reliably informed she was the best bartender in town. I don't know where she is.
That is my girl, Miss Sarah Gonzalez. And she didn't stop there. You can find her on X, by the way. Sarah Gonzalez, TX, is where you can find her on X. But she didn't stop there. She had a very busy... I mean, we were hanging out. It was me, her, Tommy Robinson. We were hanging out. And she was telling the stories. And it goes... The video is significantly longer, too, if you want to head on over there and check it out. But I just... I can't believe the guts in the girl. She really is a gutsy girl. It didn't end there. She also, yesterday... made her way over to a Joy Reid protest. Now, if you wonder how one of those goes, well, not so well if you're somebody with opposing views. They're not very welcoming. And, well, Sarah found out in clip 5. Take a listen.
The man
who had the courage was the homie to go and- Joy Reid, you suck! You're a loser! MSNBC fired you because you're a loser! You suck! America first, you can't even get a sizable crowd! No one's here. It's empty. It's empty. You're all mentally ill. You're simping for a criminal. He is a criminal. He is a criminal.
Hey, just
listen. Yes?
Stop. You know who are you? Stop.
What?
Stop.
What do you mean? Do I know who you are?
Act like an adult.
Why are you simping for illegal criminals?
No, why are you distracting?
Because I think you guys are losers.
No, I think you are scum. Why are you here? This is not your event.
Okay, it's a free country, isn't it? Is it a free country? You want to know who the fascists are? You guys. You guys are the fascists. You guys are the fascists.
I don't need any arguments right now. No fighting. They're having their demonstration. Just let it be. There's no need to cause commotion right now at all. You have an opinion? That's perfectly fine. Take it elsewhere. They organized this. You did not. Understand? Over here.
Yeah, I'm walking. Oh my god. I'm trying to walk. Excuse me. Wow. My tax dollars at work. My tax dollars at work. These police officers getting in my face.
Yeah, I don't think that is the appropriate way to handle that. You know, in this country, we have free speech. And just because someone signs up to do a protest doesn't mean that you don't have a right to go there if you have opposing views. That is fascism, by the way. But they won't talk about that. They never seem to do. But Sarah's, you know, got guts. She's got a lot of guts. And she was doing incredible reporting yesterday on the ground. And it didn't just end there, too. This is my, like, obsession of Sarah Gonzalez segment at this point. But at clip 6, she also did an incredible job when somebody with the opposing view came her way. She, instead of, you know, chasing them out and saying that they can't talk, they can't be there, she didn't do that. She, in fact, decided to give them the opportunity to speak their mind in clip 6. Take a listen.
And like I said, the participants who are here aren't even really sure, you know, why they're here. They have these signs that they're being handed. There are several iterations of that. Oh, that's okay. What's your sign say?
Don't erase us.
Can't erase us. Is Donald Trump trying to erase you?
As a queer person?
Yeah.
I feel as though Donald Trump poses a distinct threat to queer identities around the country because we are unable to fully express ourselves without fear of...
As you're
being
fully expressing yourself,
harmed both socially and legally.
What is the policy that harms queer people?
I think there are a lot right now. There are a lot of incursions nationally on queer bodies and what we're able to do.
What do you mean by incursions?
Incursions meaning there are a lot of limitations right now on what queer people can do with their bodies. I know that it's
like they can't chop off their body parts.
It's a frequent talking point to discuss chopping off body parts. As an adult myself, who is also not transgender, I can't really say that that applies to me whatsoever. I do fear for children because I know many, having grown up in many queer communities, that that's not really what's going on. Children aren't being allowed to chop off their body parts. Some are being allowed to use hormone blockers, which there are varying studies on, but mostly hormone blockers have been used for decades.
To sterilize an entire generation?
Certainly not, actually. Puberty blockers have been used in children for decades who have puberty disorders or who have challenges otherwise. They are safe.
I appreciate your time, ma'am. The detransitioners would disagree with
less
you.
Less than 1% of
they would disagree with you. So anyway, so this is these are the buzzwords that we're hearing here at the Joy Reid rally.
At least Sarah gave her the opportunity to speak her mind. Unfortunately, she was factually incorrect, and so you do have to jump in on that and push back a bit. But yes, folks, it's absolutely a BS lie that they're pretending like they're not chopping off their body parts. We know that they are. We know that they're getting their breasts removed. We know that they're having genital mutilation operations. And so to sit there and pretend like that's not happening maybe makes her feel better about the cause she's supporting or thinks she's supporting, but clearly she is not well informed and doesn't like the pushback. Now, again, imagine yourself in freezing cold weather going there to support this, what you see on your screen here, children chopping up their bodies and pretending to be the opposite gender. Again, we talk about it all the time here on InfoWars. What they've done to these children is absolutely egregious, and it obviously shouldn't be taking place in the first place, but here we are. Here we are. We are dealing with people who are, some of them I'd say, are good-hearted people who truly believe that they're doing something that is for the better, but they don't actually know what they're talking about. And that's what you see there. I don't think she's a bad person. I think she's just somebody who's ill-informed and really doesn't really know what she's talking about. And what the heck does queer even mean? Nobody could actually explain that when you ask them what queer actually means. As a female, you either, there's only one way to live life, of course, but you're either straight or you're gay. And so this whole queer nonsense to me is just absolutely foolish. But Sarah Gonzalez giving people a platform on her platform to speak their mind. And unfortunately, they are ill-informed and unable to hold up an argument. They get very emotional, just storm off, as you saw there. But good on her. Good on her. She did incredible reporting. And so again, follow her on X. Follow her on X. Sarah Gonzalez, TX is where you can find her. And she's also on Instagram as well and does a great job there. All right, folks, let's catch you up on some news stories that I think are interesting. You know, the left had no problem legally surveilling Americans. And they usually, for the most part, don't even speak out on the issue. But now, since the roles have reversed, they are doing their very best to go after the federal government for what they deem is illegal surveillance. And of course, I'm somebody who is strongly against the government surveilling its citizens, but they don't speak out on the issues when it happens to those on the other side. So keep that in the back of your minds when you hear about this class action lawsuit. There's a class action lawsuit that has just been filed against DHS, and it's been filed in Maine. It's accusing DHS, led by Secretary Kristi Noem, of violating the First Amendment by using facial recognition and license plate reader technology to surveil those who are going to protest. Now, they're saying that this is taking place at places like Portland and other areas, and they're claiming that it happened on January 21st and January 23rd. Now, the plaintiffs, again, are claiming they're being represented by Protect Democracy, which always sounds good, until you actually look at how they're being funded and who's supporting them. They're saying that DHS is illegally scanning their faces, their plates, and they're creating a database. Now, again, I am 100% against just that. But hear me out. Why are they all of a sudden now talking about this? I mean, this is a battle we've been fighting for many, many years, even me suing TSA over illegally surveilling Americans and creating these databases. So now they want to get involved. Why? Because they're on the other side of all of this. Now, again, all of a sudden they have problems with a license plate reading. Folks, we saw it firsthand in Minnesota. They are scanning the license plates of people who are driving down the street. Even Jorge, we had just had on the show, his Uber driver who was driving him had his plate scanned. And guess what they did? They confronted him to see who he was. I mean, these lefties utilize these same resources when it's for their own personal advantages. But now they don't want the federal government doing it to them because they don't want to be on the receiving end of all of that. Listen, I'm 100% against the government illegally surveilling on so many. But again, this is their own doing. They had no problem when this was happening to conservative Americans, so I won't be jumping on board and helping back their claims now. I'll just, of course, report on it and let you know how this lawsuit goes. But piss off, libs. That's where I go on that one. They have no problem doing it to other people. They had no problem encouraging when it's happened to conservatives. Now, all of a sudden, they want a victim be the victim in all of this. So screw them. In other word news, speaking about screwing them, the DOJ, I'm having too much fun today. Over at the DOJ, they have just recently terminated a New York immigration judge. Now, apparently she's a female. Bear with me. If you look at the images, I don't know that's a biological female, but the individual, the name is going to be so hard for me to pronounce, but we'll just kind of wing it. Vivi, I don't even know what that means. Yurkapa, I don't even know what that means. I probably butchered that. It's not even the real thing. But she is a judge, a New York immigration judge in New York. She was just canned. Why? Well, because she was granting about 97% of the asylum claims that came before her. Now, remember, folks, asylum is one of the hardest things to get approval for. So when someone's approving at a 97% rate, there's something very wrong with that. Very, very wrong. This firing aligns with what the Trump agenda has been from day one, of course, and that they are done with these immigration judges that are completely using these courts to push their own agenda rather than push the agenda of the law. I mean, the law is literally clear as day, and they just continue to ignore it. By the way, you don't even need a law degree or a law license to get into all of this. You could actually just with a college degree become an immigration judge. And if you're someone at home right now who's looking to possibly fight back on all of this, possibly go head on over right now to DHS's website. They're hiring. And you could be the individual to mass deport all of these illegal aliens yourself. I highly recommend you do. So far, the DOJ has fired 100 judges in President Trump's term. And I think that's great news. Great news. So if you're looking for work, become an immigration judge and help lead the efforts to deporting these scumbags from our country. All right, let's get you a little update in regards to Don Lemon. Don Lemon is being sued by a woman who was actually at that church that we saw in St. Paul, Minnesota. Remember when he decided to burst right in to church services on Sunday and decided to hold it? He called it an operation, and he claims that he was just reporting on that operation, but we all know what that really means. Well, now there's a woman who is suing, in fact, and she's suing for emotional damage. Good for her. Piss off, Don Lemon. You try paying those criminal court fees and now the civil court. She alleges that Lemon and the group unlawfully interfered with her right to freely exercise her religion of, well, private place of worship. And I'm on board for this. Yes, you should. You should go after these scumbags. See, here's the problem, right? Because Don Lemon never spoke out when it was happening to other people. You know, when people were protesting peacefully outside of abortion clinics and then they were being targeted by the Biden regime, he never spoke out. So I'm all on board for this. Sue Don Lemon, dry him out in civil court with all of his legal fees, whether or not they extract any funds from him. I don't even care. Make him pay for those fees. Make him pay for those attorneys, both criminal and civil. See, he's a scumbag who never actually spoke out on behalf of all Americans. Instead, he is a political activist who just goes out there and does his very best to align with his political agenda. And so no surprise, again, that he is now, you know, trying to play the victim in all of this. But good news, he's being sued, and I hope there's more. I hope they all file their own. Not class action. Don't do class action. This is my non-legal legal advice as someone who's not an attorney. Don't file a class action lawsuit because it's too easy for them. Individual lawsuits are the way to go with all of this. Folks, I want to put this article on your radar. There's a new story about colostrum. As many of you guys know, we sell it at thealexjonesstore.com, and it's talking about how hot it is right now. I'm talking about how popular it is. I know the president's always saying the country is hot right now. We're in the hottest country in the world. Okay. Colostrum is actually being referred to as liquid gold because of all the benefits that it does have, in fact. And so right now there's a New York Post article that just recently was released, and it goes over the benefits of colostrum. Now, again, we sell this over at thealexjonesstore.com. If you want to indulge in this liquid gold, head on over right now. It helps, obviously, with your digestive tract and so much more. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now and grab some.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff
stuff that I was taken, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, as it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yeah.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you, because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Final lap of the third hour. We're excited you're jumping on board with us today. All right. I'm loving these confrontation videos. You know, I was in Washington, D.C., and some of my favorite people were also on the ground there, and they were confronting some of the worst politicians that we have currently in the swamp. And Alison Steinberg has been doing an incredible job over at Lindell TV confronting these scumbags. And Ilhan Omar, I think she actually kind of likes Alison a little bit. And it's hard not to like Alison because she's such a beautiful young woman. But most importantly, she comes armed with the facts. And if you're a liar like Ilhan Omar is, well, it's really hard to combat just that. Well, she tried her best in clip 13. Take a listen.
Hi, Congresswoman Omar. You were just talking about how Trump's economy has failed the American people, but I think the American people really want to know how you went from a negative 65,000 before coming into Congress to over $30 million in just 7 years.
My disclosure is public, not...
Yeah, it is. And so a lot of people now are looking into that and finding S. Crew Winery, a winery that doesn't actually seem to exist. Is that a real winery, or...
Do you all actually look at and read things, or do you just ask silly questions?
Well, it's listed in the financial disclosure, so can you explain it? Because we have a lot of questions about it, and things just aren't adding up. There's no real phone number. There's no real location.
Why did you want to bite someone?
probably not from you, to be honest. Recently stated that the American people should be afraid of the white man. They should be fearful of the white man.
I never said that.
Yeah, you're on video saying it.
Our country should be more fearful of white men across our country, because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
Oh, I did not.
Yes, you...
What? Again, this is like what I said. You need to prepare yourself, because you can't continue embarrassing yourself like this.
So I'm just a liar.
What I was quoting was an actual study done by the FBI.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Just prepare for next time.
All right. Thank you, Congresswoman.
Oh, man. She really doesn't like the facts when you hit her directly with just that. Joining me to discuss is Kevin Smith. He's the host of The Loud Majority, and he's with us now to react to not just Ilhan Omar, but other scumbags as well. So it's a pleasure to have Kevin back on the program. All right, Kevin, you know, Alice is doing a great job at holding these corrupt politicians' feet to the fire. She's confronting them. And then Ilhan Omar's rebuttal is just so pathetic and stupid that she's like, oh, you don't have all of your facts. Ma'am, it is a public disclosure. These are the facts. And we're trying to get in contact with the wine company that you claim to be part owner of. But for some strange reason, we can't find a way to purchase wine. So weird. But apparently Allison doesn't have the facts. I mean, what's going on here?
You know, it's so weird. I mean, I have a website. You have a website. If you wanted to get something from me, you could just ask. I would tell you where to get it from. But apparently Ilhan Omar can't even name the fake website of the fake company that she owns. It's very odd. And then at the end of that clip, when she says, I never said that about white people. She went from, I didn't say that, to, I was quoting an FBI study, in about 9 steps. So that was a pretty good U-turn she made right there. But I think Allison did a great job. She's doing a great job really confronting these people on their nonsense.
Yeah, and you know, what's so great about all of this is Ilhan Omar, even at the State of the Union yesterday, was doing her best to get really angry with President Trump, but she was quiet when President Trump brought up the Somalian fraudsters, the Somalian pirates. I love when he did that. They're Somalian pirates that are robbing us blind here in the country right now, and obviously that's going to infuriate her, but she didn't have a rebuttal then either. I mean, you know, this is the crazy part in all of this, Kevin. She'll go out there and she'll drop all of these just insane comments and go after people. But she's got nothing to back up these claims that she continuously makes. Your thoughts on just the endless lies that spew out of this woman's mouth?
Well, first off, I want to give a big shout out to the cameraman who knew to cut directly to Ilhan Omar when President Trump brought up Somali pirates. That guy deserves a raise, whoever's doing that. But, you know, Democrats know that their feet are never going to be held to the fire. They know that Republicans don't seem to have a lot of fight in them. And I think that's what's incredibly frustrating. They just make things up as they go along, and they know that there's going to be no repercussions for this. We're going to hear about endless investigations, but nothing's ever going to happen with her fake winery or her brother husband or allegedly or anything that she's done wrong. And because of the enclaves that have been created in this country due to illegal immigration, she knows she's in a safe seat. She's not going to be voted out. So she can just continue the fraud all she wants, knowing that nothing's going to happen to her.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the problem here. And, you know, here in Texas, when we don't like someone, we actually just redistrict and we draw off their little district like we did with Jasmine Crockett. I hope we do that. But again, I don't think we have enough authority to just write her off the map right now. I just can't stand Ilhan Omar. She should have been deported. I don't know why we still haven't gone after her. The president continuously goes up and brings her up. But it just sounds like rage bait because we don't do anything about her. And we need to do just that. Kevin, I want to pivot a little bit and go to another brave individual over at Lindell TV, Kara Castronova. She does an incredible job as well as holding people's feet to the fire. And she went after Jamie Raskin. As many of you guys know, he is the Democrat who continuously has gone out there and spewed lies about the J6ers, but most importantly, continues to go out there and pretend like he cares about the sexual assault survivors of Jeffrey Epstein. And he does just that again when speaking with Castronova. Take a listen to clip 14.
So they're blocking me right now. Congressman, why did it take you 5 years to care about these victims? Is it politically popular now? Why did it take you 5 years?
Do your homework.
5 years ago, you were asking for the release of the Epstein files. You're using these women as a political football. You don't have a statement, Congressman? You don't think that it's really tacky to use women's stories to get political clout? Because it's really obvious to the American people that it's very fraudulent. Congressman, Why weren't you fighting for the Epstein victims 5 years ago? You don't believe, do you believe that the American people see through you? Are you looking forward to Bill and Hillary Clinton's testimony? Do you think they should go to jail if they committed crimes, sir? The President of the United States, Bill Clinton, who will be testifying? Congressman, why do your staffers obstruct journalists and get in their way? Your staffer stood right in front of me and tried to obstruct me. He's making a run for it. Jamie Raskin is making a run.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin, they're so afraid of a female, Kara Kashanova. I mean, she is a professional fighter, but I mean, come on. She's not that intimidating.
I was going to say, I got news for you. I'm afraid of Kara Kashanova, too. anyone who knows Kara knows she's not one to mess with. But it is. And I think this is what is so frustrating. Or part of what's frustrating about this Epstein story in general is that Democrats are clearly using it as the political football. Look, it's an important story. And it needs to be exposed, and everyone who did wrongdoing should face just consequences for that. But Democrats woke up like 10 minutes ago and realized, oh, there's an Epstein story here, when people have been talking about this for decades at this point, decades upon decades, that these things were happening. They knew Bill Clinton was involved. They knew people like Les Wexner were involved. They knew Prince Andrew. And it seems as though this is just politically expedient for them. And I that's what frustrates me the most about it, is the fake outrage from some. Look, there's a lot of people out there who are justifiably outraged, and they've been on this case for quite some time. But people like Jamie Raskin, they're just political opportunists.
Yeah, and that's the key point in all of this. It's so frustrating to sit back and watch them as they go out there and do that. And the fact that he hasn't been held accountable, I mean, he's been spewing lies from day one in regards to not only the Epstein files, but the January 6th committee. I mean, that guy was a part of a massive scandal, and some would also argue criminal, given the fact that they've erased a lot of the evidence that was supposed to be left over, but they decided to just mass delete it. Again, these are all scumbags who need to be handled, but unfortunately, we don't really have an administration looking to do just that right now, it seems like. So, I mean, we'll keep watching, but, you know, let's change topics a little bit. Let's talk about 2028, because those on the left really don't have much in the way of candidates to push forward as legitimate candidates to possibly become president of the United States. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about Kamala Harris. She's actually still floating the idea that she might actually run again, guys. Take a listen to clip 15.
Okay.
Will you run again?
I haven't decided.
You're still thinking about it.
I might.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying. That's what I closed the book and I'm like, oh, she wants to. She's just thinking about it. If that was my impression. I don't know if that's what you intended, but that was my impression.
No, the book is about a specific period in time. There was no agenda beyond what we've discussed already, which is just sharing with people, you know, the reality of the experience and hopefully allowing people to see something of themselves.
All right, do it. Do it. Run, Kamala. We could use it. Oh, I'm man, Kevin, you. This would be the best. Yeah.
I'm begging you, Kamala Harris, run again, please. just do it. I think this is a spectacular idea. I think she should pick Tim Walz again. I think we should just have a complete redo. Please. Imagine the level of self-delusion you must have to lose one of the biggest presidential landslides in history and go, you know what? I think I need another crack at that. I just, please make it happen. Whoever Ed Martin over there at the DNC, let her do it, please.
Yeah, I mean, we're all pushing for it. I know I am, and I'm really hoping that she does run. It would be great for the American people to see it again and again and again. For those who are political commentators, though, it's endless content, so I'm on board for it. Listen, they don't even really have a team right now. They're really struggling to get by. You know, it's not Kamala Harris. It might be who? Like Gavin Newsom? I mean, and he's so bad. Let's highlight Gavin Newsom for a second, too, because I think the American people are very well aware as to his efforts to destroy California. He's done a great job at that. It's probably the only good thing he's done. He set out the goal, and I like California, so I'm not wishing this on them, but set out the goal of destroying California. He's committed to that, and he's done just that. But I want to play this clip because this one got a lot of people fired up, and I don't know why minority voters aren't waking up on this one, but he is trying his best to, and they always do this on the left, they always pretend like, I'm one of you, I'm very relatable. And he does that by saying that he's not very intelligent, couldn't really pass his SATs. Take a listen to clip 16.
I'm not you know, I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you. I'm like you. I'm no better than you. You know, I'm a 960 SAT guy. And, you know, and I'm not trying to offend anyone, you know, trying to act all there if you got 940. But literally a 960 SAT guy. I cannot, you've never seen me read a speech because I cannot read a speech. Maybe the wrong business to be in.
All right. So, I mean, I'm not great at reading teleprompters. That's why I don't host a show with a teleprompter. But I don't brag about that on air. And I'm also not running for higher office. And I'm also not going to try to position myself to run for president. But Kevin, I'm also not going to go to a group of black people and use my my illiteracy to kind of be like level-headed with them and try to say, I'm one of you. I struggle with reading too. Kevin, I'll let you take it away.
Just like you, I can't read. Like how even Dr. Cornel West, who is like a radical communist black nationalist, came out and was like, well, did you just say that? Also, Gavin, I've got a quick question. If you can't read and you're assuming that black people can't read while in California, you know who could probably do something about that? The governor of California. You could probably do something about the education system. But apparently Gavin is like catering to the lowest common denominator by like, oh, look, I'm just like you. I'm an idiot. Instead of like trying to get people to ascend. And also, Gavin, you're not like us just because you can't read. Like there's a photo of you going door to door with the two heirs to the Getty fortune. I do not have that photograph. I'm not like that. I didn't have a silver spoon. The attempt to be relatable when they're not is one of the most annoying things that politicians do. I think that's why people like Trump as much as they do, because he's just himself every day and he doesn't care who else is in the room. But the fake relatability, it's nauseating.
It is nauseating, but they still keep pushing it. And that's the problem here, right? Because Gavin Newsom actually considers himself to be a 2028 candidate at some point. I mean, it's very obvious, right? He's traveling all around the world too, and he's trying to position himself for that. I mean, even just a couple of years ago, meeting with the Chinese, the CCP leader, the dictator, trying his best to look presidential. It would be really bad for him if he ran, but I don't think they even have any shame on the left. And it's getting so bad that those clear winners, I mean, those people who would be not clear winners, I shouldn't say that. That sounds really bad. The people who would position themselves to potentially pitch these ideas are going out there and screaming from the top of the ceilings, top of the roofs, I guess would be the saying. Sorry, I'm just like Gavin Newsom. That this is a bad, bad idea. And I want to play this clip for you because CNN is even saying, Gavin, you can't do it. In clip 17, take a listen.
They're all running, and this is just a downright clown car at this point on the Democratic side. I mean, just take a look here. Top choices for the 2028 Dempres nominee. You have a leader, but it's not really a clear leader. It's within the margin of error. You have Newsom at 19%. Then you have former Vice President Kamala Harris at 18%. Quite a weak number for her, given that, of course, she was the nominee last time around. Pete Buttigieg, who, of course, has run before, 13%. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at 12%. This is just a total clown car. It is a total mess. There is no clear front runner at this particular point on the Democratic side. Who the heck knows who the nominee is going to be in 2 years?
It's been a long time since we've had a Democratic race like this.
Yeah, it has been a long time. This is very unusual for the Democratic side to not have a clear front runner at this point. National early poll leader at least 25%. Look at this. This year, we get the giant question mark. No one. In 2020, when there was no incumbent, it was Joe Biden who was there. Hillary Clinton in both 08 and 16, and Al Gore in both 2000 and 2004 at this point, were at least at 25% of the early polls. You have to go all the way back from when I wasn't even in elementary school yet, not even in pre-K yet, to 1992. That was the last cycle in which there was no clear front runner at this point. Very unusual.
To be clear, this isn't predicted because she didn't win in this primary and he didn't run. But this gives you a sense of a year out. So what about Newsom? What are the prediction markets saying his odds are?
Yeah, okay. So it seems to me that...
Okay, so obviously it's not looking well for them, Kevin. I want you to kind of elaborate on where you think this is going to go in 2028 because none of those candidates that they're pitching are actual clear winners.
Well, you know, this is what happens when you have a part. And look, Gavin Newsom, from a purely political perspective, should be running away with this. He is without a doubt the smoothest politician, and that's not a compliment, I've ever seen in my life. He can get out of any corner you put him in. He's got the fundraising. He's got the name recognition. But you've got a Democratic base who have spent the last two decades demonizing straight white men. So what party is going to vote for that when you have, according to those numbers, a gay guy, a black woman, a Latino woman running second, third, and fourth? So Gavin Newsom may be the Democrats' best choice in a general election, but I don't see him getting out of a jungle primary on the Democratic side. It just, the base is not going to vote for a straight white guy. They're not going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see it happening either. And I mean, he'll probably identify maybe as bisexual just to kind of win that one, Kevin, but that actually might be believable.
I don't know if that would be identifying. I think that would just be, that might be the first time he's been honest, but, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Listen, I think you're right, Kevin. He gets better Botox than I do. And so that's usually a serious indicator that we might have a gay one. There you go. Look at that shiny forehead.
Exactly. I can't look at him without thinking about American Psycho. Like, I just hear Phil Collins playing in the background every time that guy talks. He looks just like, these are real photos. I guess maybe it's not the worst thing in the world to look like Christian Bale, but maybe pick a different movie.
Kevin Smith, thank you for joining us. It's always a good time to catch up with you and have you on the program. So we greatly appreciate your insight.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, as always. He's the host of The Loud Majority, so make sure you follow him as well. He is he gives me a good laugh, and so we always appreciate having him on the program. All right, folks, I want to bring your attention. I just put up a tweet. This was yesterday, reminding the people what we fought for. And I say it all the time on this show, so I know you're aware of it. But in case you didn't know, this one's blowing up a little bit, so I figured we might as well bring your attention to it. I had to sue TSA, and I've won that lawsuit, but my lawsuit payout's not going very well. Why? Well, here's why. DHS currently is in a shutdown right now. So, and I can't believe this even happened, but Republicans actually allowed the funding bill to go through, which temporarily would fund DHS, but it was only for a couple of weeks. Well, now DHS has dried up out of funds, and they're hoping that Congress signs some bills to get them some funding. Again, these are our ICE agents. I don't know why Republicans thought this was a good idea to do this, to not give them full funding and instead create a hold-off date. Okay, but what does this have to do with my lawsuit? Well, I won my lawsuit, but I don't actually win money when I sue. When I do the FOIA request and I go after the government, I am only just hoping to recoup the legal fees, which actually are thousands and thousands of dollars. It's anywhere from like 20 grand to possibly 30 grand sometimes. It depends on the lawsuit. Well, I won my lawsuit against TSA. As a result of winning that lawsuit against TSA for failing to comply with my FOIA request, they are forced to pay my legal fees. And so TSA owes my lawyer a lot of money, a lot of cash. But they're saying they can't cough it up because they're in the middle of a shutdown. Oh, how convenient. How convenient. But to be fair, though, the Trump administration has been great to me, and they've given me documents that I've requested the Biden regime failed to do. And if you're looking at this document right now, wondering, what do we have on your screen right now? Well, let me explain. The Biden regime decided to let in a bunch of illegal aliens, millions of them. Now, if you're wondering who they let into this country, like many of us are, I'm here to tell you literally convicted pedophiles. And here's my proof. When illegal aliens were being brought into the airports and being allowed to board commercial airlines, I was scratching my head wondering, well, how are we doing that? How are we allowing this to happen? What identification are they showing to get in and get onto those flights? Well, of course, it's not the type of identification that you and I would have to present. No. If you were a convicted pedophile or rapist in another country, and you wanted to come to the United States, the Biden regime thought it was okay to let you in. And DHS actually provided, again, this isn't happening anymore. Let me be clear, Christina wouldn't allow this to slide. But if you were someone who was a convicted sex offender, they let you into the country. And all they asked you to do was take sexual deviance courses and also register as a convicted sex offender. And if you're wondering how they enforce, well, they asked you to check off this box and sign it. And they were hoping you were being honest when doing just that. Now, those documents were later utilized as forms of ID to allow these illegal invaders to board commercial airlines like you and I and to fly around the country. But the big difference here, they didn't have to show photo ID. you and I, us peasants under the Biden regime, had to show photo IDs, real IDs. They grill us. They ask you a bunch of questions. They hope to take your biometrics. They could store it in the database illegally, of course. But they did their very best to do just that. It wasn't until I sued DHS and ICE did we finally learn this information. And again, the Biden regime was pushing back in court and was hoping not to hand it over. Once the Trump administration took over, they slid those documents my way. And so right now we're exposing just that. I know a lot of people who haven't seen my story, my report on that, are seeing it for the first time now on X, and they're all going, how the heck did this happen? Well, it's really not a surprise at all. Our federal government went rogue under the Biden regime, and still it's not 100% back. It's not 100% fair, I'd say. I'd say we're doing a little bit better, but just a little bit. Just a little bit. As you guys know, I sue the government. I do it for fun, actually. It's kind of a sport right now. I'm actually undefeated. I'm about to settle a big, big lawsuit very, very soon. I've got another one pending right now with the VA, by the way. And, well, the DOJ doesn't comply with my my FOIA request. I'll sue them, too. Why not? It would be fun to go after this current DOJ right now. But right now, I've got my lawsuit pending against the VA. Why? Because, well, they decided to withhold benefits and pull back benefits from January 6th veterans before they even went to their criminal trial, before they were even convicted. It was all very strategic, because you all know the lawfare doesn't just end at filing the charges and taking people to court. No, they want to bankrupt you. And so they did that by pulling a lot of J6 vets' benefits, either prior to their trial, prior to their conviction, or while they were appealing. So I wanted to know who ordered this, because it wasn't just a mistake. And in fact, when I confronted the VA for several of these vets who had their benefits pulled, the VA decided to just tell me, oh, sorry, that was a mistake. And they quickly shuffled because they know they got caught. But folks, there needs to be accountability. And in my lawsuit, because they decided not to respond to my FOIA request, they actually argued in front of a judge that because they don't have the resources to dive into emails and figure this out as to who was sending and signaling for their benefits to be terminated, that they in fact didn't have to comply. Well, that failed. And now they're going to have to comply. And if I get my way, they will also be paying my legal fees as well. So that's my little fun story for you all about how I like to sue the government. I'm undefeated in court, and I look forward to continuing doing that. And the DOJ will be next on the chopping block if they do not comply with my very latest FOIA request. So there's that. There's that little snippet of fun for you. All right, folks, that does it for me on this edition of The American Journal. The Alex Jones Show is next. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Like I told you all, we have a flash sale going on right now. If you're a big fan of getting rid of your brain fog, well, some of your favorite items are on sale right now. So you got to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. When you support us, we support you by making sure we're getting your health back in check with these incredible supplements. So head on over right now, thealexjonesstore.com.
We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and knives at thealexjonesstore.com. And they've had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives. That's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it. So people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly. Four or five great designs. They got a bigger shipment in just the last few days. Our sponsor, just really top flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it. These sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, $47. Okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, you know, my signature on it, real small. It's a nice little memento. You support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on to your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear. So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire with Its Beauty. But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. And this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these. 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones Ring Blade. I guess those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back. Got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're at it, get methylene blue, Irish sea moss, and more. And check out the Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com.